State lawmakers are busily trying to bring down Texas's property tax rate this session. One proposal is to cap local property tax revenues at 2.5% and then let voters decide on what to do with anything over that. For the state's community colleges, that could mean a noticeable loss of income. Pamela Anglin is the president of Paris Junior College in Lamar County.
We only generate right under $3 million per year in tax revenue. But if I looked back at the last 2 years, I would have been slightly over the cap, and my revenue would have been reduced by $300,000.
Community colleges get their revenues from two other sources outside of property taxes: state incentives, which the schools cannot control, and tuition and fees, which they can. Anglin says she does not like to consider raising tuition and fees, even though PJC would likely only need to add a dollar or two per credit hour if it came to that. That's because there's an odd benefit to being a small community college with a low tax revenue.
We've never been able to rely on it because we've had such a small taxing district compared to most other schools.
Local taxes make up about 10% of PJC's annual budget, but those larger taxing districts, like, say, those in Houston, contribute as much as 40% to a community college's revenue. In Commerce, I'm Scott Morgan.